Hello and welcome to Everything Counts, where our mission is to inspire, to promote, and to celebrate excellence. Everything Counts offers a philosophy for running a great business and for enjoying a great quality of life. Its meaning is simple yet powerful. Everything you say, every thought you entertain, and everything you do has a direction, which serves as an advance or as a retreat in respect to your pursuit of excellence. Everything, regardless of size or intent, has bottom line consequences. Therefore, everything counts. This is, without a doubt, the golden rule of excellence. Hi there, my name is Gary Ryan Blair, and it's my pleasure to present to you this exciting lesson on achieving excellence and personal mastery, titled, Do It Right the First Time. Doing things right the first time is a philosophy. It's a mentality and a performance standard. It's a practical measure against which any system, process, action, or outcome can be analyzed. Doing things right the first time is not about being perfect, but it is about changing your perspective and improving your performance each and every day. So you change your perspective by demanding that you do the following. Number one, you recognize the high cost of quality issues in every single aspect of your life and business. Number two, you continuously think of the places where flaws occur in your performance. And three, you work proactively to address the flaws in your systems and behaviors so that quality performance takes place each and every time moving forward. Over the course of the next few minutes, I'm going to provide you with 15 compelling reasons why you should do things right the first time. The first one is do it right the first time because failure is more expensive in terms of time when you have to do the job over again. A couple of facts and figures I want to give to you. Number one, the average life expectancy of an average American male or female is 72.6 years of age. If you split that right down the middle of the plate, what you'll realize is that middle age is 36. Yes, 36. So here's the first question for you. Do you have more yesterdays or more tomorrows? It's a very important question for us to consider. Time is an unrecoverable asset. And if your excuse for not getting things done right the first time is because you don't have enough time, my question is real simple. How on earth are you going to find enough time to get it done the second time? So when are you going to demonstrate a greater sense of urgency in your life? The second reason why you want to do it right the first time is because success eliminates the agony and the frustration of defeat. So here's a simple little exercise to prove this point. How would you answer this? Failure tastes like what? Next, failure feels like what? Now I'm sure you could come up with some creative language, as I would, but the reality is that you want to do things right the first time because success eliminates the agony and the frustration of defeat. You want to taste the sweetness of victory, and you want to enjoy the richness of success. The third compelling reason why you want to do things right the first time is because money spent to fail must be spent again to succeed. You must remember the golden rule of carpentry. Measure twice and cut once. Everything is more expensive when you have to go back and pay for it again. Fourth reason. Do it right the first time because your credibility and your reputation decreases with each failure, making it much more difficult to succeed the next time. Your reputation is a deeply held emotional view of the people and customers that you come in contact with. Reputation, put simply, is what people think of you, and your reputation is a terrible thing to waste when you don't do things right the first time. Fifth reason, do it right the first time because your confidence takes a hit, making it much more challenging to get back in the game psychologically. So your tolerance for risk becomes marginalized when you experience failure, thus making it much more difficult to succeed the next time. The sixth reason, do it right the first time because energy wasted on the first effort must be redoubled in order to build and sustain momentum. Every time you increase the energy that you have to devote to more rewarding uses, you also increase the value of your life to yourself and to many others. Therefore, focus in on energy management. Do it right the first time. Maximize your energy. Build momentum as quickly as possible. When you don't do it right the first time, when you make the mistakes, all momentum is shot. The seventh reason, do it right the first time because the errors in critical thinking and judgment which led to failure must be changed before success can be realized. Now, I know we've all heard this, that the definition of insanity is to continue to repeat the same behavior and expect a different result. But if you keep on doing what you've been doing, you and I both know that you continue to get what you've been getting. You must become a master of learning from your mistakes. It's perhaps the smartest move you'll ever make in your life. The eighth reason you want to do it right the first time is because success sets a positive example and precedent for future accomplishment. You want to set the example as your life will either serve as an example or as a warning. The type of example is dependent upon your beliefs and your actions. The ninth reason why you want to focus in on doing things right the first time is because success attracts people and opportunities, which can impact your life for the better. Success is all about expanding your options. Ongoing success will allow you to constantly expand your options, your opportunities, and your network. This, in my opinion, is one of the key strategic byproducts of success. The tenth compelling reason why you want to do things right the first time is this: because failure negatively reinforces a sense of incompetence, which impacts your self-esteem. You and I must maintain a strong, healthy psychological immune system that positively reinforces the virtue of constructive thought and purposeful goal-directed activity. By doing that, you hold up and esteem your own self-worth. The 11th reason why you want to do things right the first time is because the demonstrated values that lead to success will inspire you to take on greater challenges with supreme confidence and boldness. So here's a question for you. When will your finest hour come, and how will it arrive? Do you really think it will materialize without an act of supreme confidence, audacity, or boldness? The 12th reason you want to do things right the first time is because the shelf life and window of any given opportunity is often so short that once missed can never be reclaimed. Speed is a competitive weapon, and in today's world, the old rules no longer apply. It's not that the big eats the small, it's that the fast eats the slow. You must remember that the window of opportunity of any given opportunity is often so small that we've got to execute flawlessly. Another reason, a 13th, why you want to do things right the first time is because mediocre efforts will never lead to excellent results. Anything less than a commitment to excellence is a compromise of your talents, your quality, and standards, which results in nothing more than mediocrity. The 14th reason why you want to do things right the first time is very simple. It's because taking pride in one's work is impossible when you have to explain away poor performance. You must remember that behavior never lies, and that you look foolish when you attempt to talk yourself out of a problem that you behaved yourself into. The 15th and last reason why you want to focus in on doing things right the first time is because the people who depend on your efforts expect that you'll perform as promised. So think about this. Who exactly is expecting you to perform? Is it your spouse? Is it your children? Is it your teachers? Is it your boss? Is it your employer? Who is it? But the reality is this. There are certain people who expect you to perform, that expect you to do things right the first time. The passionate pursuit of excellence by doing things right the first time is what gives your work greater meaning and which gratifies the human soul. When the work we do is a work we love and take great pride in, the results are a shining testament of excellence. Excellence first, excellence always, and a commitment to doing things right the first time is the hallmark of greatness. I trust you've enjoyed this lesson, but please remember that the most important part of this lesson is what you actually do with it, to include your actions, contributions, decisions, and the results of those decisions. To that end, and to focus your efforts on making everything count, I urge you to apply this do it right the first time philosophy to each one of your efforts. It will be one of the smartest moves you'll ever make in your life. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to Everything Counts, a community of people and organizations who are committed to living a life of excellence and displaying exceptionally high standards. Please be sure to bookmark everythingcounts.com or subscribe to our RSS feed, as each day we will feed you with great ideas that serve our mission to inspire, to promote, and to celebrate excellence.